Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 29th from 2 Chronicles 23 through 25. When you stop listening, Joash had what we might call a mixed blessing. First, his life wasn't cut short in infancy, a good thing. He was the sole heir of the dead king, Ahaziah, surviving only because his sister, Jehosheba, the wife of the high priest, protected and hid him from his power-hungry, murderous grandmother. At the same time, he's only a little boy when the move is made to make him king. After Athaliah was toppled and Joash was installed as king at the tender age of 7, the fun began. Being raised by a godly priest and his wife, who happened to be Joash's big sister, as his guardians ensured that Joash would be enveloped in a good environment, as he learned what it meant to be a king of God's people. Joash, as a young man, seemed to live out the demands of the faith and his position as king. He promoted and provided for the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, which had been allowed to fall into disrepair by the wicked people in office before him. But this zeal for the God of his fathers and for God's house lasted only so long as his brother-in-law was on the scene to be his counselor and guide. Once Jehoiada died, Joash went his own way. He started listening to people his own age who had a different opinion of what the king should do than his old but dead mentor. What went wrong? Funny process, this losing of one source of strength in life. What do you do next when someone you've trusted since you were a baby is gone? Maybe a parent whom you have always looked to for counsel, comfort, wisdom, assurance, and conversation is gone. Joash probably did not have a strong enough core within himself to not depend on others for wisdom and direction. That made him very vulnerable to the advances of the agenda-driven officials of Judah, who seized the opportunity afforded them by Jehoiada's death to make hay with a gullible and yet headstrong king. That Joash would order the death of his first cousin, a priest no less, makes no sense. The only ones happy to see Joash acting this way were the officials of Judah, who were tired of that meddlesome priestly family which always made things out to be worse than they were. Except Zechariah the priest and Jehoiada before him was right. Joash died an ignominious death at the hands of assassins. Who are we listening to for What Do I Do Now? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.